This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Frida Liu.
And
Frida Liu.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch, 0187-89-8899 is the number on WhatsApp, on Twitter, or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Topic of today, we're talking about how much do ratings affect your decisions. This is off the back of an article that we found from MarketWatch, which talked about how rating everything from your Uber driver to your Airbnb host has become a bit of a nightmare. We kind of agreed on that because you know, it can be a little bit difficult, and you feel guilty, right? If you don't, well, some of us, I should say, feel guilty if you don't rate these people. We've asked you guys to give us some feedback, and a couple of you via Twitter, Alex Labro, has said that before joining a company, it's important to go through the ratings of the company on sites like Glassdoor and JobStreet because they're often true. Ivan Lowe says, well, it depends on what it's for and who it's from, credibility. And that's the thing, you know, when we spoke just briefly earlier on about ratings on purchases online and stuff, you can generally tell when it's a fake review.
When it's too wonderful.
Yeah. It's too wonderful. Amazing product. Would buy again. 3, 4, 5. You know, I'm seeing it's the same thing over and over again. I'm not buying that.
Right?
Yeah.
Literally, right? And figuratively.
And figuratively, right. So over on InstaStory, there's a little bit of a slidey polly thing where we said, you know, how much is it how much does it affect your decision? 70% of you were saying that the ratings do affect the decision when you're buying stuff so far. On average, anyway. Keep them coming. 0187-89-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio. Story 2, the entrepreneurship framework is to be launched in July. Frida.
All right. Okay. So this is something to look forward. It's happening in July. And I think this is we had the Minister of Entrepreneur Development come for our enterprise breakaway last year.
We did.
You know, so we had a lot of things, you know, I guess they were figuring it out. You know, they just got a new government. We just got a new government and all that. So, but anyway, this is National Entrepreneurship Framework. They began developing in late 2018 and he did speak about that. And the Prime Minister will be launching this in July, this new framework. According to SME Corp. So the framework will align 21 strategic objectives under 4 strategic thrusts to promote entrepreneurship developments. Okay. So it will serve as the basis in formulating the National Entrepreneurship Policy, NEP. I don't like that acronym.
Yeah.
With the main objective to create a comprehensive, inclusive, and holistic entrepreneurship ecosystem. So the National Entrepreneur SME Development Council, NESDC, previously known as the National SME Development Council, endorsed 8 broad measures to further boost SME gross domestic product growth, so as to reach the target of 41% gross domestic product contribution in the country by 2020. So, and the council members deliberated on some of the broad measures, including intensifying digitalization among the SMEs, enhancing SMEs integration in the supply chain, and supporting more high-growth SMEs with relevant incentives. This is against the backdrop of the current challenging and domestic economic environment, relative high cost of doing business, and relative high export performance of large firms versus SME. So the macro target for both SME GDP and SME exports contribution was highly critical and challenging. Some stats, right? Again, nothing. You know, we just know it's 21, objectives, or 21, what do you call it, 21 measures, strategic objectives, but nothing has been given yet. SME Corp said the government agreed to introduce additional macro targets for year 2020 and beyond, annual growth target of SME GDP of between 6 and 8% per annum, and annual growth target of SME exports between 5.5 and 7.5% per annum. So based on the overall GDP growth of 4.7% in 2018 and an official overall GDP growth estimate between 4.3 and 4.8% in 2019, as announced by Magna Gara, SME GDP growth is estimated to sustain at 5.8% for this year and next year without necessary intervention. So all in, the government has allocated a total of $13.02 billion to undertake 162 SME development programs through 17 ministries and more than 60 agencies under the SME Integrated Plan of Action. So
that number 2020 keeps coming up, doesn't it?
Of course, you know, that was something that he said many, many years ago.
Yeah, stick to his guns, that one.
Yep. I don't know how many of those things that he planned out will work out. But we'll see. So we'll have to wait for July. We just hope that, you know, this has been thought through. It's been almost a year in the more than a year in the making since they, you know, since with the new government. So let's see. And for what these four strategic thrusts are, that'd be interesting.
It's a fair chunk of change as well, 13.02 billion. It'd be interesting to look a bit more of a breakdown to see what the development programs are, which ministries are involved, and which agencies are involved in this. I'd be keen to know.
Maybe parts to support the flying vehicles. It's the SMEs.
I might have something to talk about that on Cruise Control on Wednesday night. Okay. For those of you that be interested, you might want to tune in 8 p.m. Okay. Have a bit of a chat. There's always something about the national car, third national car, as we keep referring to it, even though we've not got any dates or anything for it. It's just one of those, I want to say, pie in the sky things, but that would involve flying and stuff, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. And we haven't agreed that it's going to fly. Anyway, that's where we are on the entrepreneurship framework to be launched in July. More details, of course, will be coming out soon. If you've missed any part of what we've just discussed, you can always download the podcast. It's up in a few minutes. Now, back to the main thrust of today. Have ratings ruined everything, you know, and how much do ratings affect your decisions? You can let us know via Twitter or at BFM Radio. On WhatsApp, 018-789-8899 is the number if you want to get in touch via WhatsApp. It's quiet out there, folks. So what we'll do is we'll take a short break with some King Tuff. The track is Sun Medallion. And when we come back, how, in some places, video games are now a legitimate high school sport for some people. If only they'd have done that when I was a kid. I would have been a champion by now. Anyway,
genius.
You listen to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.